This is Phil Ferrand, and I am walking around. It's Thursday today, and I did drop off Aiden at school this morning, but it was only going to be like 12 minutes if I recorded a podcast on the way back from that. And I wanted to talk about Astra today, which we'll get to in just a minute, because it's very interesting. So anyways, in other news, things are puttering along. I'm working on the book on the parables at this point. All the books for the Life's Prayer came in, and I've got all my beta readers lined up. And so most of them have their books at this point. If not, they'll have them very, very soon. I do have some deliveries to make tomorrow at Walmart. I've got two beta readers at Walmart. And I also have four or five at Praise. And so I'm taking all those books on Sunday. But then everybody should have their books. We live in a very interesting world. So I put out the word, as I usually do, for beta readers. And I got multiple responses from people who basically had nothing in their profiles except for a picture and a few listings and then a description, something like, you know, book reviewer, or in their names it would be like so-and-so reads or something like this. And, you know, and multiple of them contacted me and, oh, I'd love to read, you know. And multiple of them had the same lines. Now, tell me a little bit more about yourself, and what are your goals, and what are your aims, and this kind of stuff. And I sensed pretty quickly that, okay, this is some kind of a new scam. That apparently somebody is searching for something, because I was contacted by four of these people just in rapid succession within just a few hours of making my post. So apparently somebody is searching the internet for people, or Facebook for people who say, hey, I've written a book and I was wondering if some people could read it for me. And apparently they spin up profiles, and then they just respond with those profiles to. So I didn't realize all this. And so I was like, you know, that's fine. I can, you know, send you a book. Just send me your postal address and your email. And some were reluctant to do that. And so they sent me messages and, well, what are you interested in? And so I was telling them, look, this isn't that hard. I just send you a book or send you the PDF. Well, I'll take the PDF. Okay. So I've got two or three of them that I had sent PDFs to. So, you know, I'll get right to work on that, and I'll read chapters 1, 2, and 3, and I'll tell you what I think. And it's like, okay, that's fine. And so then the first one sent me a PDF, and I realized that, oh yeah, I don't want to open a PDF from somebody I don't even know. And so I said, I'm sorry. I said, I just thought of this now. I'm not really interested in opening any kind of documents from anybody I don't know. Oh, I understand. Here. And so then they like pasted their comments on like the first chapter or first couple of chapters. And it was this long, rambling thing that sounded just like AI slop. And I looked at that and I was like, okay. So in other words, you just took the PDF that I sent you, you pushed it into a chatbot, then you sent me a sample out of that, And then now you're expecting me to go, wow, that's amazing. I'll hire you to edit my book. And I'm like, no, no, no. So I'm having to deal with that at the moment. But, you know, there's always another scam out there. Aside from that, you know, things are going fine. The parable book is going fine. I'm discovering some new stuff that I had never thought about before as I'm writing it. And so it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm also working on Halloween costume at the same time. And I have to say, this is going together a lot easier than things have in the past. I mean, I've made some adjustments, but things are just like working out. And I've done this for long enough that I know what it feels like to just hammer out the details, you know? It usually works out. It usually has worked out. Everything's great. You know, we've got it done on time. But at the moment, it seems to be going a lot smoother than a lot of the stuff in the past. And who knows? Maybe it needs to be that way to where I will realize that Jesus helped me out with a lot of details on this thing in case I get some flack for this particular costume. I don't know, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's so far, the people I've explained the concept to have all laughed and said, that'll be great. And in fact, I'm going back to my makeup specialist who helped me with April Fool's in 2022 and 2023, and I did get in contact with her this last week, and we talked about it, and I sent her some pictures, and she's all excited about it. So here in, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, towards the end of September, I'm going to go ahead and go down. We're going to do a test session. I'm really hoping that I have the basics of the costume done before I go down to see her so I can haul all the stuff down there so she can see how it's going to work and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, you just go a step at a time and you just see what happens. But I mean, so far, my neighbor's dogs are out. You can hear them. They're not happy with me walking on the road here. I mean, so far, it's just coasting. I mean, I'm just doing the things that need to get done, and there's no big, huge rush, and it all looks like it's going to be fine, and yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to try to get a lot of good work done on the costume this weekend and try to get it finished up within a week or two. Then I can get in touch with my makeup specialist and set up an appointment with her, yada, 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 yada. So anyway, so that's going fine. That's going fine. So, you know, I've been talking along about AI and how I really wanted to be involved in a real business while this was coming on, so I could kind of watch it from the inside. I will grant you that at this point, I'm just barely on the inside. You know, my work with glue for the Assemblies of God headquarters, it's pretty low on the totem pole at this point. You know, because I'm technically retired, and it's one of those things that I have plenty of stuff to do, and I've told glue that I'll give them 16 hours a week Uh-oh. Beaver got hit. Laying on the road here. Dead. Dead. But then I'm off to other things and, you know, it's the way it is. So, sometimes things wait a little longer than they ever would have in the past, because in the past, I certainly would have hopped on immediately when there was any kind of a crisis, and would have assisted, but, you know, I'm gonna be done here in 2 years and a couple of months, and there are other people at headquarters that are very competent people who are supporting all that stuff, and if they need my help, they will holler at me. So I've just kind of let some things coast that maybe I wouldn't have let coast before. But you know, before I was directly employed by AGWM, and now I work for Glue, and so I'm contracted with them for so many hours a week, and when I'm done with that, I'm moving on. So that's been kind of a transition. But honestly, every week that goes by, it just kind of gets more and more the way it's drifted that way. So it's going to be interesting to watch all that, but by the same token, it's been very interesting to watch the AI coming along, working with the AI. I mean, it's definitely still not perfect. I was working through a query today that the AI had built based on information that was in an Access database. And I was looking through it and it was like, that's not right, and that's not right. And then it had very kindly put in a bunch of documentation at the top of it, which was great documentation. And it had put in some test stubs and some test things that you could run to kind of get some numbers and that kind of stuff. And one of them was just flat wrong. It wasn't even close. Well, I should say it was okay if the missionary was assigned to an area, but if the missionary was assigned to a country, it was just all coming up blank. So, you know, I spent an hour and a half working my way through that to first of all figure out why it wasn't working and then figure out how to get working, what needed to get working, but we got it done and it's fine. I'm getting closer now, so I'll need to start running in parallel between what the current reports read and what this new report read, and then justifying all the discrepancies. But you know, we'll get that done. We'll get that done, and we'll use the AI as much as possible for what it's good for. Now then, in this last week, Astra was announced and started to be released to the general public. And there has been a lot of buzz about Astra GPT-6. Or it's GPT Astra 6, I guess. And honestly, a lot of buzz for good reason. I mean, some of the outputs that are coming out of this thing are genuinely impressive. And it is more agentic than the previous version have been, in that you can give it bigger tasks, and it can just go off and do its thing. So one of the examples that they give is that you could tell ChatGPT 5.6 or any of the early models, hey, I'm going to Europe and I want to spend this amount of money. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. We want to see castles. Why don't you give me some just suggestions for where we might stay and an itinerary? And ChatGPT would just spit it out. You know, but that's it. It would just kind of give you a list of things you could check out, a list of suggestions. You could drill down on any of that and get more suggestions. But that was kind of the extent of it. Because it was just a chatbot, and it was like talking to a friend. You were going to get a lot of information, but nothing was really going to get done. Astra is different. If you set up Astra, and you tell it, you know, okay, I'm going to go to Europe. Why don't you just get as many details as you can from me about what I want to do, and then take off. And so, you know, Astra will come back and how many days you want to be gone, or blah, 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 blah. It will ask you all these questions. And then it can not only take off and do all the research for you and come back with its suggestions, if you want, it can also go out and actually do the work. Because Astra can use your computer. So it can use your web browsers, it can, you know, and just consult with you on those last final pieces where you want to push the buttons. Or if you allow it, you know, it can go ahead and actually make your reservations and, you know, book stuff, chase down the best prices on things, do your reservations, buy your tickets, you know, book your hotels, book your car. It can do all of that stuff. And it can execute these long-running complex tasks and, you know, stay on top of it and keep track of it all. And that's pretty impressive. I did my own little Astra test this week because I finally got access to it. Well, I didn't have access to it on Tuesday, I don't think. But I went and picked up my grandson from Wings. We were talking about it. And he said that his dad and him had got it on their ChatGPT. And I was like, what? And so I checked the next morning. Sure enough, I had it on my classic ChatGPT app. And then it disappeared. But then I went into the new ChatGPT app and I had it there. In preparation for that, though, I had already struck up a conversation with ChatGPT 5.6 about Astra and when it would be available and that sort of thing. And you may recall that I had mentioned multiple weeks ago that the Still Whispers books, each one has a puzzle in it. And I talked about how that I had double-checked the puzzle that was in the original book, and then I thought I had made a mistake, and then I realized I hadn't made a mistake. I was happy, because, you know, I read that book like 10, 15 years ago. And I didn't want there to be a mistake in it, even though no one ever solved the puzzles on their own, the puzzle on their own. But I had also mentioned that I went ahead and built out a puzzle in the new one, in the Life's Prayer. And I wanted ChatGPT 5.6 to try to solve it. And I had discovered when we were working through the original puzzle that ChatGPT couldn't do the whole thing by itself. What it required is incrementally working through the different steps under my guidance. Look at this, tell me what you think about this. Look at this, tell me what you think about this. But if we incrementally went through those steps, it could solve the individual pieces. And then once it had all the individual pieces, I could tell it, okay, remember that piece, remember this piece, remember this piece, remember this piece. When I got to all the end of it, I said, now put all those pieces together and do X, Y, Z, and then it could solve it. And it was a good double check for me. I thought I had everything set up correctly. But it's easy to make a mistake. And so I was talking to ChatGPT 5.6 about the fact that I was wondering if Astra, because of its agentic abilities, would actually be able to solve this puzzle on its own. And it was funny because I'm walking back down the lane of my house and we have a family of deer that are around. So mama deer's out there staring at me at this point, and baby deer just took back into the woods. So I don't think we're going to have a standoff today. Yay. So I kind of got tickled at ChatGPT 5.6 because it said, whoa, that would be a very interesting test for Astra. But if you test Astra, you need to give it zero hints at all. You just need to give it a prompt something like this. Here it is. There's a puzzle in here. I'm not telling you anything else. it was almost like ChatGPT 5.6 was a little jealous. And it was trying to set Astra up for failure. But that's okay. You know, I'm like, well, okay, let's try this. So when I discovered that I did have Astra, I talked to Astra about it. And I said, yeah, I've got this book and it has a puzzle in it. And I said, when I was talking to ChatGPT 5.6 about this, it suggested that I just give it to you and see if you can solve the puzzle. For what it's worth, Astra did come back and said, okay, now I do have access to your previous conversations. So I do understand that there's a puzzle. And, you know, I know what, because of the conversations. And I said, okay. So this morning, was it this morning? I think so. I got back on this morning and I said, all right, how do I write a prompt so that you don't use previous conversations that I've had with you? And it said, okay, well, this is what you do. There's this switch in there that says personalized conversations. And I'm going to put this down here. It said, personalized conversations, use memory logs. And you just said, turn that off. Then start a new conversation. And then just give me the PDF and give me the prompt that ChatGPT 5.6 wanted you to use. And I thought, okay, well, that's fine. Let's try this. Well, when I first discovered Astra on my classic GPT app, it had a setting for Astra 6 Max. When I discovered it again on my updated GPT app, the highest I could go was medium. But I thought, well, let's just give this a try. So I did everything I was told to do, and I gave it the PDF, and I gave it the prompt that 5.6 had given me, and it took off. And it worked for probably 15 minutes, I think. And it came back and gave me three potential solutions for the puzzle. All of them were wrong. But it was surprisingly on the right track. I mean, the little puzzle in the back, which happens to be a haiku, and it has one word blanked out. It's the very last word is blanked out. It has hints underneath it, and it was able to take those hints and start down the analysis path, and it actually found all the pieces it needed to put it together. But it just didn't make that last final connection. And the words that it suggested that it guessed at, they were all three-syllable words. And if you count the syllables in the last line, there's already three visible syllables there, so the last word has to be two syllables. And so when I pointed out that it had missed the fact that it was a haiku, it went, oh, okay. It said, I withdraw all my suggestions because none of those are correct. So then I took what it had already discovered and I just gave it a few additional hints, kind of gave it the map based on what it had already found, but it hadn't finished deducing and applying deductive reasoning to it. And as soon as I did that, it went, good, I'll go through the book. And so it just took off. And it took it, I don't know, another 5 or 10 minutes. But it came back and dumped out everything it had found. And it dumped out everything it had found perfectly with the solutions for the puzzle. And then it got down to the very end and it said, and the word is boom. And it got it correct, which was pretty impressive. I mean, it was so close. So I went back to the conversation that I was having with 5.6 and I described what had happened and described. And so then 5.6 came back and said, that's very interesting. I wonder if you would run Astra on high or on max if it could get it in the first pass. And I said, well, I don't know and I won't be able to find out because mine only goes up to medium because I'm just on the plus plan. From what I understand, to get the higher ones, you have to be either on the $100 a month or $200 a month plan. So that was very interesting. It was also interesting how many tokens it chewed up, just to get, you know, that done. Because when I started up the new app and then got it switched over to Astra Medium, after it came up with the answer, we had two passes, but I mean, we're within like just a half an hour. It didn't take any longer than a half an hour. I looked at the little meter and I only had 7% of my tokens left for the day. It had chewed through a whole bunch of tokens trying to figure that out, but it figured it out. And you may have heard that, an Astra type model, I don't think it was Astra 6, it was one of the newer models, actually solved one of the important math problems. And OpenAI reported that they didn't even work in conjunction with, you know, a mathematician on it. They basically just took this general reasoning model and said, hey, take a look at this, whatever it is, conjecture or something, and see if you can solve this. And that model supposedly spun up 10,000 agents that worked on this thing for like 88 minutes or 88 hours. No, it was 88 hours, I think. Worked on this thing for 88 hours. Burned through 130 billion tokens, I think, that would have cost, if they had had to pay for it, something like $6.5 million. Now, that seems like a lot, but tokens are getting cheaper all the time. And the cost of this kind of intelligence is expected to drop by at least 100 times in the next year, and much more the year following, if, you know, we can get the compute out of it. So it's very, very possible that within a year and a half, you'll be able to do the same type of thing for $6, you know, or $60 or $600. So as the guys from Moonshots podcast often are saying, math is cooked, you know, physics is cooked. And I think we're just going to see more and more of this, which is, it's an extraordinary time to be alive. It's just extraordinary. And it will just be fascinating to see how this is all going to work out. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.